What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, motivation, and flat out entertainment when it comes to health and fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter, but more than anything, I just have this passion for health and fitness, and we are here together to learn more and get better. If you want this episode plus many more, I think there's about 100 episodes now. You can find all of those at under10fitness.com. And today, I'm jumping back in it with Chris Curran. He is an author. He's a spiritual master. He's a funny guy.
Easy now. Easy.
You can say that. He's a master compared to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And today we're going to talk about egos and how that works in the gym, and then how we can just try to feel better and reach this point in the middle where we're happy and we're not overdoing one thing or the other. So, Chris, again, please just give us a little bit about yourself and then we'll jump into this ego issue.
Sure. I'm Chris Curran. I'm the author of Leap Beyond Your Limits. I host a podcast called The Mystic Show, and I practice meditation. I help teach meditation. The naturopath meditation is what it's called.
So there's no drugs involved? Is that?
Oh, God, no drugs. No drugs, no alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naturopathic?
Not really naturopathic. The natural path comes from the term Sahaj Marg, which means natural path, which, like I mentioned last episode, our lives should unfold naturally. If we try to force the wrong thing onto ourselves at the wrong time, that's actually bad.
Right.
So
all things come in good time.
Yeah, go with the flow. You got to feel what's right for you at the time and not overdo it. And that's where your ego can really get you in trouble.
And your ego, you were talking about this in the show, The Mystic Show, which I found on iTunes, and you were talking about the masks that we wear.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that a little?
Yeah. So I think everyone kind of has an idea of what the ego is, you know, big, arrogant businessman, you know, Donald Trump or whatever, I don't know. Or the big, you know, in terms of fitness, the big guy at the gym who just, you know, pushes people out of the way and, you know, I can do anything and, you know, or, the guy who has a fast car pulls up beside you on the road and, you know, it's all ego. It's I'm a big, tough guy. And that gets us in trouble because, you know, the guy with the fast car, he goes and beats you and then he gets a ticket, right? Or the big guy at the gym, he says, I can lift 1,400 pounds. And he goes and he hurts himself. So our ego really gets ourselves in trouble. But there's different layers of the ego. There's the more... What I have been describing so far is the superficial level, the surface level. Beyond that, there's finer levels of ego. Like for me personally, I think I'm a really good driver. Well, that's a level of ego. In light of the bigger spiritual picture of, you know, being completely free of ego, because ego is the real impediment on our spiritual path. So if you think you are, then you just basically took over the divine influence in your life. So this, I don't want to get too deep, because, but if we're all one, if we're all part of God, and I think I'm separate, that's actually not true, right?
Right.
We know this now. We know we're all one. So when I think I'm separate, that's what causes me a lot of pleasure sometimes, but also a lot of pain. So in our spiritual journey, in the long term, we're going to have to dissolve most of our ego. And that takes time. And in the meantime, we can just, again, start to observe it in ourselves.
Yeah. And it's taken me years. So if I take this back to the gym, what we're talking about here, the ego, when I first started working out, it was really hard because I would compare myself to the big meathead that's lifting 1,400 pounds that hasn't hurt himself yet. And I'm kind of upset about that because I want to be better than him.
Right.
And I wouldn't go to the gym as often as I know I should because I was intimidated, because I didn't think I was good enough, because my ego wasn't big enough for that. And I finally gotten to this point, and I still struggle with the ego that I should be stronger than I am, but I've gotten to this point where I'm like, okay, it's not about that. I'm here because I know it's good for my body. I need it, and I do it.
Right. And you're doing it, you're doing well, and it's helping you. Yeah, so comparing ourselves, that's what the ego does. Ego says, this is me, and that's you, and I'm better than you.
Right.
On a deep level, that's a problem. So in practical life, yes, we do need some ego. You know, we need to say that I'm good at my job, or I take care of my children well.
Yeah.
Okay. Those, you know, so not all ego is really, really bad. But again, observing it and understanding it is important. And then there's really subtle levels of ego, like when you get into, you know, politics and religion and, you know, and all that. So whatever tribe you associate with, or you call yourself a member of that tribe, that itself is sort of putting a little thin layer of ego on top of you, because you're defining yourself, where ultimately the ultimate truth of life is there's no definition for you. You're just a human being. You're not a Democrat or a Republican or a Christian. You're not anything. You're a human being.
Yeah.
And breaking it down to that truth really helps us. And you have to experience it. Talking about it is fine and whatever, but you have to experience it.
It does. And it comes with life, and you experience things. And I realize that, oh, okay, having this ego about not being able to lift this weight in the gym doesn't affect me. It doesn't. And so I was able to shed that. And now I can just go in and be physically fit and not have to worry about all that other encompassing stuff that comes with it. And plus, you know, I struggled with a long time with, you know, alcohol, and I smoked cigarettes for a long time, and I thought I needed them. And I felt like I couldn't live without them.
Right.
And I thought there would be this last cigarette that would change everything. So just here talking to you about this ego, it's like maybe do you think there could have been part of an ego to addiction or to like desires?
Oh yeah. You see yourself as a smoker. You see yourself as I drink alcohol. I mean, that's part of your identity.
It's my layer.
That's a layer on you. And when you start stripping off layers, and that's a whole nother show of how to do that.
Stripping?
Stripping off layers of ego. So to be
okay,
very clear.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So when we strip off the layers of ego, then we become just more natural and more authentic. And more real. You know, it's the quiet people in this world. The quiet people who just live a nice life, nice balanced life. They go about their business. They're the happiest people. You know, people with a lot of money, they are the unhappiest. Why are they addicted to drugs? Why do they overdose? Why do they do all this stupid stuff and get arrested? Because they're not happy. Yeah. The money doesn't change that. So deep inside of ourselves, we have to be happy with ourselves. And to even see and understand what's inside of you, You got to look beyond the layers of ego. And again, it might take time to shed the layers, but as long as you're looking, that's the key.
Yeah. And I kind of did this on accident. And so in your book, Leap Beyond Your Limits, do you kind of explain how we can?
Totally. Yeah. Because it's mindset and attitude. So, you know, everything starts from a decision in our lives. If you want to do anything in your life, anything in any area of your life, it starts with a decision. It starts with me saying, you know what? I'm going to look deeper and I'm going to look past a bunch of these layers of ego.
Yeah.
That's it. I've decided that. I'm going to do that. That's first. Then comes the rest of, you know, maybe meditating, maybe journaling, maybe talking with other people candidly about yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe counseling. I don't know. There's a lot of ways. Meditation and cleaning is the deepest way and usually the most.
Did you say cleaning?
Yeah, cleaning. So
like
cleaning.
House cleaning?
Like house cleaning, as if your existence is a house. Sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you meant like scrubbing my toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand how that could be therapeutic.
Might even build up your forearms.
Yeah, right?
No,
oh,
but
yeah.
Like in spiritually speaking, we all have a divine light in our heart. And what happens is with this ego, it's like we're covering it up with a cocoon. And the bigger ego we have, we're wrapped up in this cocoon. None of our divine light can shine out. So part of a spiritual process is removing or releasing these layers of ego so that your divine light can shine out.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot from this, and I'm hoping you can stick around for another few segments with me, and we'll dive in deeper and figure out what else we can do to just help enlighten ourselves and get better. Again, I'm here with Chris Curran, author.
Nice.
My name is Drew Smith. As always, remember, stay motivated.